wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of Sunday, November the 17th, 2013. We want to shift now to a Sunday school lesson that we had on November 17th, which is titled Beginning of Freedom. Before we actually get into this particular lesson, which is taken from Exodus chapter 14, we also are going to get into the Genesis chapter 1, where it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And at the same time, we are going to be propelled into such teaching by presenting our interpretation of a presentation that we have been speaking about, given by our dear brother, professor, researcher, teacher, scholar, Booker T. Coleman, and our brother, professor, scholar, Dr. Gabriel Oyibo. This is titled The Shabaka Stone, S-H-A-B-A-K-A, The Shabaka Stone and the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. Along with the information presented by these two beautiful black men, we will incorporate that which was written by George G.M. James, his book, The Stolen Legacy, and the information that he gave concerning what we would call creation, beginning on page 139 in his book, Stolen Legacy, and the writer is George G.M. James. Sisters and brothers, this is crucial information, sisters and brothers. The beginning of freedom. This is the day and time, sisters and brothers, that we must prepare our youth and our babies for the freedom, justice, and equality in totality of the whole of the human family, the whole of the earth, and the whole of the universe. Brother Gabriel Oyibo, a nominee for the Nobel Prize in Physics, studied, this is an African brother, I don't know what nation in Africa our dear brother is from, but this is an African brother who studied the works of Albert Einstein for 35 years. Albert Einstein was dealing with his theory of relativity. We're going to try our best to go into the deep science of the universe and show that in the very scripture that we have been reading for centuries and decades and millennia, that science is in scripture, but we don't know because we refuse to go into the definitions of the words in the African Hebrew Old Testament or the definitions of the words in the European Greek New Testament that was written in the Greek by our African Hebrew scientists ancestors. Albert Einstein was studying his theory of relativity, trying to prove that all in the universe is related. He, Albert Einstein, European Jewish scientist, was trying to find what we might say is the common denominator in the whole of the universe. And so, Gabriel Oyibo studied Einstein's theory of relativity for 35 years. And Brother Oyibo has mathematically shown the reality of relativity, not as a theory, but as a theorem. Theorem, T-H-E-O-R-E-M, which means we have studied your assumptions, we have studied your theories, we have studied your thought processes, and now we are able to understand the reality of what you called a theory. Therefore, what we are saying is a theorem, which means we have come to the material, real reality, truth of what you were studying, Einstein. So Brother Oyibo takes the theory of relativity, proves that as a reality, takes the Big Bang theory and the Word of God, how we would say, the scriptures say, Word of God was the creator. And the ancient Africans talked about the watery waves of noon. So you have three concepts: Big Bang, Word of God, ancient Africans, watery waves of noon. Now we know that the Bible and Quran were produced by African people. The African Hebrews brought forth the African teaching into the African Hebrew culture, language, lexicon, religion. And so what we see in this lesson, we're going to incorporate all of this into the Sunday school lesson. We see that the ancient African Hebrew Israelite nation is about to go for freedom, having suffered under a slave master called the Hyksos. Remember that the Hyksos, 2,000 years BC, began to come out of Europe. These are Indo-Europeans coming into Mesopotamia around 2000 BC. Leaving their system of slavery, colonialism, and exploitation in Mesopotamia, they come down into the Arabian Peninsula. Enslaving, kidnapping, so on and so forth. 1750 BC, these Indo-European invaders arrive in Egypt, displace the African Kemet, Egyptian African black man and woman off the throne of Egypt, Kemet, push the black man and woman, African Kemet, Egyptian, down into the south, enslave the African Hebrew ancestors to keep the stolen land, work the stolen land. These Hyksos Indo-European invaders take the African religion, pervert the African religion, turn the African religion inside out, upside down, use all of that wonderful scientific knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to enslave, kill, and destroy African Hebrew and African Kemet Egyptian. Same thing that has been done today, sisters and brothers. So at this time, the African Hebrew Israelite nation are about to become a new nation of revolutionaries that will take the ancient African teaching away from the European Hyksos and use that ancient African teaching that we will be going into to create a new nation, a new reality, and be empowered by such ancient African wisdom to overthrow all dictators, all slave masters, all colonizers. And so we today find ourselves in the same position. Under the rule of the House of Rothschild, under the rule of the Oppenheimers, these two families who control international trade and commerce, worldwide economic system, control all of your mining corporations, control all of the land, wealth, and resources, and are the creators of all of your warfares and bloodsheds, whether nation to nation, people to people, or and also drug cartel warfare and bloodshed, all instigated and created by these that have turned their spirit, mind, soul, energy over to wickedness to destroy the human family. So we find that we are like the ancient African Hebrews. We find that we are in the position that this wicked system is in its last throes. We find that we need to become a new human nation, a new nation of Elohim, gods and goddesses, children of the Most High, and the only way that we are going to do it is to teach our babies and our youth to go back to the knowledge of Africa. I am not saying just black youth. I'm saying brown, red, yellow, and white youth, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, oppressed proletariat, sisters and brothers of the human family. It is Africa that we must go back into. This ancient African knowledge is what we need to become even better than the ancient African Hebrews. We are in the day and time of the manifestation of the spirit, soul, energy of Christ in these last days of judgment in this wicked Babylon system. So, George G.M. James, you have to get this book, To Our Youth, Stolen Legacy. Booker T. Coleman and Gabrielle Oyibo's presentation of the Grand Unified Theorem, the science of quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the science of the atom, the understanding of string theory or wave reality, constituting the reality that all is related, all are related. We must create this new human Elohim, God, goddess civilization based on Mayat, that ancient African understanding and concept of truth, justice, and righteousness, sisters and brothers. What happened is this. You have a stone in Africa, in southern Egypt, or is it northern Ethiopia? I believe it's southern Egypt, upper Egypt. Upper Egypt is southern Egypt. You had a African black man, Pharaoh, called Shabaka, 700 years BC. He and his people discover a stone that is now today called the Shabaka stone, named after this African Pharaoh called Shabaka, black man, African. And on this stone, you had the whole narrative of creation. Now, many of us would just immediately think of religion, but you see, all of your scientific disciplines, all of them, all of your religious disciplines, all of them are rooted in the African teaching, which did not separate science and religion, but taught all as the science of life, So on this Shabaka stone, you see the whole narrative of creation. But if you are a scientist, you will see the whole narrative of what you as a scientist may refer to as theory of relativity, Big Bang theory, string theory, quantum physics, quantum mechanics, the science of the atom, protons, neutrons, electrons, etc. All of that on this precious stone called the Shabaka stone. So Brother Pharaoh Shabaka preserved this stone, and we yet have access to this stone. On this stone, we learn of the principle of birth. We learn the principle of mother, father, sacred, divine, masculine, and sacred, divine, feminine, coming together in union to procreate and give birth to life. We learn on this Shabaka stone the concept of hydrogen, that fiery reality, hydrogen, being the base atomic reality, or reality, that base reality of all atoms on your table of elements, table of atoms, table of elements. We understand the concept of noon, the watery concept of noon. We understand the mother principle that is the underpinning principle, and I will say father principle, mother and father principle, that is the underpinning of the whole of the universe. And the atom was originally referred to as the atum, A-T-U-M. We'll get into the detail. We're going to take our sweet Holy Ghost time on this knowledge, wisdom, and overstanding. The Europeans called the atum, atom, A-T-O-M. And in scripture, we have that whole reality taught under the name Adam, A-D-A-M, which is male and female, masculine and feminine, man and woman, mankind, Genesis chapter 5. And we want to tie all of this up. All of this will help us in this day and time as we embark on our holy and righteous task of building the new civilization that is based on the original civilization and blueprint of the Most High and the arrangements that the Most High created and made in the universe in the governing of sun, moon, stars, planets, Milky Way, galaxies, nebula, cosmic reality, atoms, the governing of atoms and elements. As we study all of that knowledge and wisdom and understanding, the business of the universe, then we will be able to understand the business of the new civilization of the kingdom of God, queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. Ancient Africa is the roots of all religious science and scientific disciplines. Whether you're dealing in religion, whether we're dealing in science, we must learn the lessons of the ancient Africa. And understand that the ancient Africans are the root of religion and science, so that we may forward with the new civilization of the kingdom of God and queendom of Goddess in heaven right here, right now, on this earth. We learn all of this is presented in the God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem presentation by Booker T. Coleman and Gabriel Oyibo. We learn from the ancient Africans the primordial teaching and primeval teaching. Now, primordial is defined as the first order. We want to know the first order of all things. This is the science that Albert Einstein was going after. This is the science, I hope I can remember these people's names, Newton was going after, Isaac Newton, Da Vinci. These great scientists were going after this knowledge. What knowledge they obtained was knowledge from Africa. Now, my brother Booker T. Coleman was talking about the great task that the African Moors went about in presenting this African knowledge to those that were in Europe, such as Da Vinci, Isaac Newton, so on, and that this African knowledge was that which Isaac Newton, Da Vinci, and these people were studying and trying to get at the original order of the universe. And it's the same knowledge that the modern day scientists are going into to attempt to understand the original order of the universe, but they won't give Africa the credit. Primordial, primeval. This means, primeval means first age. We want to understand the first age of the universe, that first reality of the universe, as we go into this African knowledge. And also remember George G.M. James, page 139, Stolen Legacy. We understand the concept of waters. Waters represent the underpinning of the universe. We understand the concept of hydrogen, that fire reality. The waters of noon. Now, noon is masculine. So, tweaking the presentation of Booker T. Coleman and Gabriel Oyibo, I am not going to only say mother principle, because noon is masculine. Noon is father. The watery waves of noon. This water is, this original water is not like the water we drink every day. This is the original water, the original waters of noon. Like it's an original hydrogen water, dark water, spiritual matter, a plasma. I was looking up hydrogen and saw plasma, and I looked up plasma, and the dictionary gave me a green translucent quartz like reality mineral that has the power to conduct and transmit light. So this water, this original hydrogen fiery type plasma type water, is green and translucent, having to do with transmitting light. It's a quartz like substance, or quartz is involved in this substance. This original spiritual matter, water, plasma, hydrogen conducts, transmits light. And light, looking up light, has to do with truth, because in the light we are able to see truthfully that which is in the light. So I was looking at some footage of ancient aliens and some other presentations on ancient knowledge and wisdom. And oftentimes you see the pharaohs depicted as being green. And I have a young brother on my place of employ, my job, Brother Ra, was asking about the importance of waters. He also was asking about the importance of the pharaohs and ancient rulers being depicted as green. So I had this in my mind as I'm doing this research. Could it be that the depiction of the ancient African Kemet Egyptian pharaohs as green, some of them, has to do with this primordial waters, the original order of the universe in these original hydrogen waters of Nun, the primeval waters, primeval having to do with original age, these original waters which were a greenish type water, translucent quartz type water, a conductor and transmitter of light, having to do with truth. So when we see the pharaohs depicted in such reality, is this what is being depicted? That original hydrogen plasma greenish water, translucent and transmitting and conducting light. These waters of Nun, these waters of Nun were depicted as watery waves. Nun is masculine. Nun is masculine. And we're going to be hitting on that reality. These waters of Nun are coming masculine first. Watery waves. The ancient Africans taught of all beginning in these watery waves. But first, in the original reality, the original order, you have this water at total rest. We're going to be going into all manner of scientific principles that when our youth, all colors, all ethnicities, all political persuasion, all religious persuasion, we're speaking to all youth, all babies on the planet. As we go into this scientific knowledge, we will learn all manner of principles, scientific principles that the ancient Africans taught the whole world, and that the ancient African Hebrews, much like the 700 AD African Moors did, the ancient African Hebrews gathered all of that knowledge and brought that knowledge forth. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.